Yeah, can we start recording? Yeah. Yeah, you can start, Mataji.
Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.29.39 and 40. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate. Vaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Nashtapranesha Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtikim. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, verse number, text number, chapter 29, verse number 39-40. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadavaha Vishada Ashaya Bhagavat Guna Anukatana Shravana Vyagra Etasaha Tasmin Mahat Mukharita Madhubet Charita Charitra Viyusha Shesha Taritaha Paritaha Shravanti Tah Ye Ibanti Avitrishaha Ripa Tadaha Karnaihi Tam Naham Vishanti Ashnam Trit Bhaya Shoka Moha Mohaha Yatra Bhagavatara Jan Yatra Bhagavatara Jan Sadhavo Vishadashayah Sadhavo Vishadashayah Bhagavat Gunanukatana Bhagavat Gunanukatana Shravana Vyagra Chetasah Shravana Vyagra Chetasah Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhubit Madhubit Charitra Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhubit Charitra Piyusha Shesha Sarita Pratita Shravanti Piyusha Shesha Sarita Parita Shravanti Kaye Pibanti Avitrishto Tripagada Karme Taye Pipancha Vitrisho Nipagada Karme Karnais Tanas Prishanti Ashna Tridavaya Shoka Moha Tanas Prishanti Ashna Tridavaya Shoka Moha. Word to word meaning. Yatra, where Bhagavataha, great devotees, Rajan, O King, Sadhavaha, saintly person, Vishadashayaha, broad-minded, Bhagavat, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Guna, the qualities, Anukatana, to regularly recite, Shravana, to hear, Vyagra, eager, Chetasaha, whose consciousness, Tasmin, there, Mahat, of great saintly person, Mukharita, emanating from the mouth, Madhubit, of the killer of Madhu demon, Charitra, the activities or the character, Piyusha, of nectar, Sesha, surplus. Saritaha, reverse. Saritaha, all round. Shravanti, close. Taha, of all of them. Ye, they who. Pibanti, drink. Avitrishaha, without being satisfied. Nripaha, cooking. Gadaha, attentive. Tarnaihi, with their ears. Taan, them. Naha, na, never. Prishanti, touch. Ashna, hunger. Krit, thirst. Bhaya, fear. Shoka, lamentation. Moha, illusion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear King, in the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, and thus purely conscious and engaged with great eagerness, in hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of God, in that place, if one gets a chance to hear the constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river, one will forget the necessities of life, namely hunger and thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentation, and illusion. The cultivation of Krishna consciousness is possible where great devotees live together and constantly engage in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In a holy place like Vrindavan, there are many devotees constantly engaged in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. If one gets a chance to hear from a pure devotee, particularly, allowing the constant flow of river of nectar to come from the mouths of a pure devotee, then the cultivation of Krishna consciousness becomes very easy. When one is engaged in constantly hearing the glories of the Lord, he certainly raises above the bodily conception. When one is in the bodily conception, he feels the pangs of hunger, thirst, fear, lamentation, and illusion. But when one is engaged in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, he transcends the bodily conception. The word Bhagavad Gunanukatana Shravana Vyagra Chetasa means always eager to find a place where the glories of the Lord are being heard and chanted. He is significant in this verse. A businessman is always very eager to go to a place where business is Similarly, a devotee is very eager to hear from the lips of a liberated devotee. As soon as one hears the glories of the Lord from the liberated devotees, immediately becomes impregnated with Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in other verses. Satam prasangan mavedya samvido pavanti hitkarna rasayanakata tajoshna dashvapavargavartmani shaddhara tirbhaktiranu pramishyati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activity of the Supreme Personality of God is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one generally becomes advanced in the path of liberation, and therefore he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. The real devotion and devotional service begins. In the association of pure devotees, one becomes attached to hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In this way, one can cultivate Krishna consciousness. And as soon as the cultivation is advanced, one can become faithful to the Lord, devoted to the Lord and attached to the Lord. And thus, one can very quickly attain full Krishna consciousness. The secret of success in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from the right person. A Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by bodily necessities, namely eating, sleeping, eating, and defending. Omagya Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guravena Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yena Swayam Rupa Kadamiham Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha. ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சஹகண ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சகிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பாதான் சஹகணலிதா ஸ்ரீசாகான்விதாம் ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜெகத்பதே கோபேஷு கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே தப்த காஞ்சன கௌரங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ரிஷபானுஸ்ருதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரியே வாஞ்சா கல்பதருப்யஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துப்ய ஏவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஃ ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர் சிவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே Puranjana Upakhyana is coming to an end, and the whole purpose of Narada explaining his Puranjana Upakhyana is to come to this point of devotional service, because Narada explained to Puranjana Prachina Barhi the Puranjana Upakhyana and told actually suffering is not there, happiness is not there in this world. அர்த்தேஹி அவித்யமானேபி சம்ஸ்ருஷ்டிர்ன நிவர்த்ததே. Actually suffering is not there, neither happiness is there, but the problem is samsara. சம்ஸ்ருஷ்டிர் சம்ஸ்ருஷ்டிர்ன நிவர்த்ததே, material existence doesn't cease. சம்சார never cease, never comes to an end. மானசாலிங்கரூபேண ஸ்வப்னே விசரதோ யதா. வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட் இஸ் சேயிங், மானசாலிங்கரூபேண லிவிங் என்டிட்டி இஸ் கவர்ட் பை த சட்டில் பாடி, அண்ட் இன் த சட்டில் பாடி இன் த மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ட்ரீவிங், அண்ட் ஹி ஐடென்டிஃபைஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் வித் த ட்ரீம். தட் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம். So when he identifies, the living entity identifies himself with the dream, then the material existence is there. And as soon as you cease this materialistic identity and come to the spiritual identity, then the samsara is not there. Actually, samsara, the happiness by eating some rasgulla or getting some money or getting married, that happiness is neither happiness nor losing somebody or suffering from heat or getting you have fracture, the pain, neither this is suffering. The soul has nothing to do with neither the happiness of this world nor the suffering of this world. The soul has got only one thing to do, that is serving Krishna Bhakti, that's all. And the non-performance of Krishna Bhakti by us, that is the suffering. Some people say, oh, death is a suffering. But death is not for the soul. Death is for the body. So, though externally, to bring a person to the point of understanding that you are suffering, we have to tell that the sufferings of this world. But actually, the sufferings of this world is not the suffering of the soul. Neither the happiness of the soul is the happiness of the soul. The soul has neither anything to do with material happiness nor anything to do with material suffering, because both are dreams. The problem is the identity. But to convince a conditioned souls to come to the point in shelter of Krishna, we explain to them, oh, birth, death, old age and disease are there. There's so much of suffering. Then they would say, if the suffering is reality and the enjoyment is also reality. But actually, of course, 98% is only suffering. Even that suffering is also not a reality for the soul. The real suffering is forgetfulness of Krishna. When the conditioned soul suffers because of forgetfulness of Krishna, that is why manasa linga rupena Sopne vicharato yatha. You identify yourself with the sopna. This material world is like a dream. Of course, there is a mayavad understanding for that. We don't want to get into that technical subject matter. Vaishnava understanding of this material world is a dream is actually a real dream, where the living entity forgetting Krishna, he identifies himself with such and such a person. I am husband of someone. I am a friend of someone. I am the mother of someone. I am wife of someone. I am father of someone. I am the friend of someone. I am an engineer. So this identification, as long as this false identification is there, there is only false suffering and false so-called happiness. False happiness, false happiness. Now, after speaking this verse, he comes to the point. He says that there is only one way that the living entity can overcome the ignorance. How? By practicing devotional service. Yato anartha parampara. Anartha parampara samsrishtir tad yava chaydo. How this parampara of samsrishtir or parampara of suffering can be destroyed? There is only one way. How? Bhaktya. Bhaktya. 36 verse. Bhaktya. There is only one way. Bhaktya. How? What kind of bhakti? Paramaya. Intense devotional service. Pure devotional service. Towards whom? Guruhu. Gurau. Gurau. Means plural, many gurus. Adho Guru Padashrayaha. The 64 items of devotional service. The first aspect of devotional service is the 64 Adho Guru Padashraya. Siksha Siksha Adhigranam. Guru Or Sevaya. Tadumarga Anugamanam. Tad Dharma Pritcha. In this way, the list of 64 items of devotional service started. It's why the first thing is Adho Guru Padashraya. So, in this way, Narada brings Prachinabhari to the point what he wants to bring him to. Because Prachinabhari was completely into karma, so much of karma, that he was thinking, I can mitigate my karmic reactions, the suffering by karmic reactions by another karma. One more karma cannot destroy the karmic reaction. No matter how good karma it may be, no matter how what kind of karmakanda activity it may be, no matter what kind of social or so-called beneficial activities it may be, political, social, economic activity it may be, no amount of technology can actually mitigate the miseries of the karmic reaction. Rather, it is going to complicate. The more karma we do, the more it add-ons to the karmic reaction. So, in this way, somebody is trying to, there is a thread. In childhood, we used to play with the kite. And we used to have this manja. We had this, the thread, which make the kite fly in the sky. We used to apply some broken pieces of glass and some gum, and then we used to fly it up. And all of a sudden, what do you do? Because the air has come down, we used to pull the kite, pull the thread. And the thread would just get entangled and it become a granthi, becomes a knot. And what happens? Because there is some gum in it, it has become more hard. And what you do? You try to remove the knot. What happens? The more you try to remove the knot, the more harder and complicated it becomes. So, karma cannot remove karma. Karma is not a solution for karma. A bound person cannot release another bound person. So people thought karma is a solution to all my problems, all my suffering. That is why everybody is actually working so hard. Why people working so hard? They think by working hard, I get some results of the results of my work, then because of that, I'll become happy. Or dukkha shamanam sukha prapti. One is negation of miseries and attaining some happiness. People think by working hard this will happen, but it is not going to happen. So many people are working hard. So much of hard work. Earlier, my father used to just work for 3 hours in the morning. Maybe afternoon, we'll go to college, may not even go to the college. He just had to give one signature and came, would come back. He's a professor. Hardly 3-4 hours, maybe 5 hours is to work. My grandfather did not even work that much also. Morning, 6 o'clock, he just used to go to the fields. He's a farmer. And he would just see and then come back. Whole day, he does some puja or something like that. He's just sitting and talking with the friends, relatives, taking care of the household. He used to hardly work. And used to take care of all the family members, everybody nicely. Earlier, in our family, there were at least 15, 20 people. Now, these days, you have only one son, one daughter, husband, wife, and son. Husband, wife, and daughter, maybe maximum 2 children. Just 4 people. For them, a place to stay and food to eat. Even that, to arrange that, a person is working for 12 hours, 14 hours a day. Just see how horrible it has become. They think, by working more, I'll become happier. No, it's not going to happen. It is only bhakti. What kind of bhakti? Paramaya. Towards whom? Starting with Guru. Then, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Samahitaha. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Samahitaha. Gradually, by surrendering to spiritual master, you have started your sadhana bhakti. And by practicing the sadhana bhakti, what you attain? Bhakti Yoga Samahitaha. Vasudeve Bhagavati. You attain prema bhakti. Siddharth Acharena Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Janaishyati. Like in the very first canto, second chapter, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. Janetyas Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Hitadhaitukim. Same verse is practically repeated here. In the sense, Jnana and Vairagya concomitant factor of bhakti. They automatically come by practice of devotional service. That is, by prema, naturally vairagya comes and jnana comes. Vidyate hridayagrante siddhante sarasamshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishteva atmanishvare. You attain Krishna. You can see Krishna. Atmanishvare. You can see Krishna as your Lord. Then you attain prema. That is why it is described in the previous words. Which says that evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yugataha bhagavat tattva jnana mukta sangas jayate. Both jnana and vairagya. Vairagya mukta sangas jayate. And evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yugataha bhagavat tattva jnanam jnana. That is also attained. Now, then he says, 38th verse, O King, so chira deva rajarshe Syadachyuta kata ashrayaha. One should hear from your spiritual master with great faith. Shrinvataha shraddhaya shaddhadanasya nityada syat abhiyata adhiyata. What happens when you hear from your spiritual master? And then after hearing you chant. And after chanting you speak. Remember, in this way, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam. These three are indicated in this particular words. Principal forms of devotional service. After surrendering to the spiritual master, when you start practicing Shravana, Kirtan, and Smaran, then gradually bhakti or prema bhakti manifests. Now, somebody may say, where should I go for this? Where should I go? That is why you should go. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan. Yatra means where. So that is why this verse is an answer to the question. What is the question? Where will I get bhakti? Where should I go to attain bhakti? Yatra. You should go to that place. Yatra. Where? Bhagavata Rajan. Where they are Bhagavatas. Where there are devotees. Where there are pure devotees. You should go there. You should seek out. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignyasuhu shreyuttama. Gurum eva vigachet Eva Abhigachet, you should go there. It is not that we are just sitting comfortably, okay, no, it's going to happen. No, you have to approach. You have to go to the place. That is why we say you should come to temple. Why we should come to temple? Because it is a place where Bhagavatasthi. Otherwise, make your home into temple. You call the Bhagavatas. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan. What kind of Bhagavatas? Sadhavo Vishadashaya Sadhavaha. What is the meaning of Sadhavaha? Who have got very good conduct. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadhavaha. Sadhavaha means sadhu. One who has got a very good conduct. And not only that, Vishadashaya. What is the meaning of Vishadashaya? They should not only have very good conduct, they should be very much having a broad mind. The Prabhupada translates that one who has got a broad mind. Always one should contemplate on. What should contemplate on? When I am going to go and meet the devotees. When I am going to hear from those devotees. When I am going to hear, this eagerness should be there. To hear from those devotees who are sadhavaha. And not only they are sadhavaha, they are vishadashaya. Bhagavad gunanukatane shravana vyakra chetasa. Not only they should be so much having proper conduct and not having any contamination in the heart. These devotees, they should be having eagerness. Bhagavad gunanugatane shravanavagra vyagra chetasa. And they should be having vyagra chetasa. They should be having the eagerness. Eagerness to hear what? Gunanugatane, Bhagavad gunanugatane. Bhagavad gunanukatane means the pastimes of Krishna. Now, such devotees who have eagerness to hear about Krishna, when they speak. So, anybody who has eagerness to hear, they have eagerness to speak also. If there is no eagerness to hear, there cannot be an eagerness to speak. Even though there is some eagerness to speak, if you are not having eagerness to hear, then what is going to happen? You are only speaking scrap. That is why the first qualification of a person whom you want to hear from is that he should have an eagerness to hear. That is how this verse further goes. Tasmin mahanu karita madhuvicharitra piyusha shesha sharita karita shravanti. Mukharita. So now, one should approach such devotees. What should be the mood when you approach such devotees? Criticizing yourself. I have just wasted my life in just trying to manage my household affairs. The more I tried to manage my household affairs, the more it became a mess. No. I just want to go and hear desperately. Just see how unfortunate I am. That I have wasted my life so many years just in making some money and trying to satisfy few people. Now, I will be determined. I want to go and hear the glories of the Lord. I want to go and hear the glories of the Lord. Now, how quickly I can go? I want to go urgently now. There is no other way. There is no other hope. Where are such devotees? Where are such devotees? In that way, one has to seek out the place where we actually drink the nectar, which is oozing out of the lotus mouth of the devotee. That is how Parikshit Maharaj was so eager. Parikshit Maharaj's eagerness to hear about Krishna was tested by Sukadeva Goswami. In the 10th canto Bhagavatam, just about to start, 4th day morning, Parikshit Maharaj hearing Sukadeva Goswami, constantly went on speaking about Krishna, constantly went on. Whole day, whole night, 3 days and three nights past the fourth day morning, Sukadeva Goswami was just about to conclude the ninth canto. And then he just spoke about the Suryavamsa and then Chandravamsa. While speaking about the Chandravamsa, the king, he spoke about Krishna appeared in the Chandravamsa and Krishna, he was born in Mathura. As soon as he was born, he went to Gokul. In Gokul, he killed a few demons and then went to Vrindavan, Nandagram, and then he danced with the gopis there. And then went to Mathura. After Mathura, he killed Kamsa. And then he went to Dwarka. And Dwarka, then he went to Hastinapura. Kurukshetra war, he gave instructions to Arjuna in the form of Bhagavad Gita. And then he went to his own abode. Entire passage of Krishna in two verses. And Sukadeva Goswami kept quiet. What is happening? I've been just waiting to hear about Krishna for 3 days and three nights. And when the time came to hear about Krishna, you just spoke about Krishna in two verses. Parikshit Maharaj became a little bit angry. Adito vamsha vistaro bhavata soma suryayo vajna oyam shayam charitram paramadbhutam. Parikshit Maharaj told Sukadeva Goswami. Paramadbhutam, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You spoke about the kings so wonderfully, the kings of the Suryavamsa and Chandravamsa. Chandravamsa and Suryavamsa. But I am not interested in those things so much. I am interested in hearing about Krishna. So, taninyo vadvistara. Idosu dharmashilasya. Itaram monishattama. I am here sitting to hear about Krishna. Vishnur viryan samshanaha. Taninyo vadvistara. Elaborately speak about Krishna. Then, Sukadeva Goswami is not speaking about Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj practically demanded, I want to hear about Krishna. And you speak about the specific pastimes of Krishna where especially he expanded himself into so many forms and danced with the gopis. I want to hear about that. He expanded himself into so many forms and he satisfied all the cows in the and the gopis in the Vatsala Rasa. Still Sukadeva Goswami is silent. Then Parikshit Maharaj expressed his eagerness more. The first step of expressing eagerness is to ask, please tell about Krishna. And that is not enough. The second step about expressing your eagerness to hear about Krishna is to specifically ask some questions. Then he asked six questions. Sorry. He asked the reasons, four reasons, why I want to hear about Krishna. He gives four reasons. I want to hear about Krishna. Please hear. I'm so desperate to hear about Krishna. The first reason is, I'm a diseased person. If I don't get the medicine of Krishna Katha, I'm going to die. Oh, Sukadeva Goswami, you are the doctor. I come running to you as desperately as a patient would run desperately towards a doctor. And you are the doctor. You have the medicine. I don't want to be a butcher. Because those who don't want to hear about Krishna, they are actually butchers. One who doesn't hear about Krishna is a butcher. He's a killer. Not only that, one who doesn't hear about Krishna, hear Pashuknath, Pashu also refers to Atma, soul. So he's actually committing suicide. If you're not interested in hearing about Krishna, you're committing suicide. If you're not hearing about Krishna, it is better to go and commit suicide. What is the use of your life? And I don't want to commit suicide. Please speak about Krishna. Because this will be aushadi for me. And the more I get transcend the modes of nature, the more it is eligible for me. Not only that, I want to hear about Krishna because he saved me. He saved my grandfather. He saved my grandfathers, Pandavas. Kairava Saini Sagaram. He made them cross the ocean of the Kaurava army, in which there are Timingalai, Satyis Timingalai, there are Bhishma, Drona, Karna. The big ocean of Kaurava army made them cross. How did they make them cross? Vatsa Padam Sma. Like a child would cross over a small hole filled with water. The hole has been made by a calf hoof print. How much? It's so small. And a child can cross over it. So simple. In this way, Krishna made our grandfathers cross over the ocean of the Kaurava army, just full of timingalas. And I want to definitely hear about Krishna. And then the third reason he gives, I want to hear about Krishna because he saved me. I did not even pray. Oh Lord, please come and save me. I was not even knowing who is the Lord. What? In the womb. He came and saved me. So I want to hear about Krishna. I heard Krishna. The fourth reason. I want Krishna. He loves even those people who hate him. Oh. He delivers those people who are enemies of him. Such kind of compassion had never been seen in this world. So I want to hear about Krishna. That Krishna, that special person, he gives four reasons for which I want to hear. Okay. Though he asked, requested to hear, still that is not enough to express one's eagerness. And you should say, why I want to hear about Krishna? Even after Parikshit Maharaj requesting or giving reasons why he want to hear about Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami kept mum, he did not speak further. Then he is asking specifically about what he wants to hear about Krishna, for which he asks six questions, starting with the question about Balram. Pro inyatanaya prokta Rama Sankarshanastvaya Devakyagarva Sambandha Kuto Dehantaram Vina. First question about Parikshita asks is about Balram. The second question he asks about where did Krishna was born? Birth Leela, Janma Leela. And then he went to Gokul. What did he do in Gokul? Third question. Fourth question, from Gokul he went to Nandagaon. What did he do in Nandagaon? From Nandagaon he went to Mathura. What did he do in Mathura? And then from there he went to Dwaraka. What did he do in Dwaraka? He practically asked all the pastimes of Krishna. Mathura, Janma Leela. And then Gokul Leela. Nandagaon, Vrindavan Leela. And then he asked about Dwaraka Leela. Mathura Leela and then Dwaraka Leela. And the first question was at Balram. So six questions were asked. But still, Parikshit Maharaj, after asking these six questions, Sukadeva Goswami is still silent. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, maybe my questions are not very valid. So you please answer the questions for which I have asked for. And also, Yetat Anyatya Shravyam Me. Whatever I have not asked for also, please ask about them. Please tell me about them. If Sukadeva Goswami is not speaking any word, then Parikshit Maharaj thought, oh Sukadeva Goswami, you might be thinking, for 3 days and three nights, I have not even drunk a drop of water. He may be thinking that I'm hungry or thirsty. I want to tell you one thing. Beautiful words. First chapter. Nay sadi dusahakshan mam tektodam apibhadayet. They are not disturbing me. What are not disturbing me? Thirst and hunger are not bothering at all. Same thing is spoken here. Why? Pibandam tamukam bojam. Pibandam. I am drinking the nectar of Krishna Katha from your lotus mouth. That is why. Tasmin mahan mukarita madudvichrita. Mukarita. Mukarita. Means what? The topics which reside at all times in the mouth of the devotees. Mukharita. The water is constantly flowing in the river. Of course, these days the rivers are dried up. But Krishna Katha, the Ganga of Krishna Katha, flowing through the mouth of devotees, that doesn't get dried up. Ganga is flowing from the foot, from the lotus feet of Krishna. But the Bhagavatam is flowing from the lotus mouth of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is flowing from the lotus mouth of Krishna. First Bhagavatam spoken by Krishna to Brahma. And Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita. So that the Ganga flowing from the lotus mouth of Krishna is superior to the Ganga which is flowing from the feet of Krishna. Both are spiritual. But Ganga, for that you have to go to Ganga. You have to go to Haridwar. You have to go to the Banaras. You have to go to Gangotri. This Ganga of Krishna Tambojam Purikatamritam Harikatamritam Mukarita. Here also it comes. In that verse also in the 10th canto this. This verse just now, which I quoted. Nai sadhi dussakshun maam tektodam bhadayet ibantam tam mukam bojam putam harikatamritam yer mukarita. And now, this is what actually is a real prasada. Piyushashesha. Now what is happening? These devotees, they are hearing. And then after hearing, they relish it. And after relishing it, when they speak it, that speech or that tata which is coming from the heart of a devotee, that is more wonderful than the Bhagavatam itself. And that is what Sukadeva Goswami is being glorified by speaking this words, third verse of Bhagavatam. Nigamakalpa taror galitam phalam Sukha Mukha Damrita Drava Samyutam Ibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhoraho Rasika Bhuvibhavuka. What is this one? Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitam Phalam. If you consider the Vedic literatures to be a tree and this Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit, Kalitam Phalam. Generally, Sukha is parrot. What does parrot do? First it goes onto a tree and tries to see a mango and then or any other fruit. It actually puts its beak on the mango or the fruit and then tries to find out whether it's sweet or not. So the parrot only tastes a sweet fruit, not the sour or a bitter fruit. But here with Sukadeva Goswami it is different. What is the difference? The difference is that Sukadeva Goswami, when he tasted Srimad Bhagavatam and then spoke that Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam became more tasty because of Sukadeva Goswami tasting and speaking it. The ordinary parrots, they would only touch the sweet food. But the Sukadeva Goswami, because of he touching the fruit of Bhagavatam, tasting the fruit of Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam became more tasty. Why? Sukha Mukha Damrita Drava Samyutam. Same thing here. Tasmin Mahamukarita Madhuvicharita Piyusha Amrita Piyusha, both same. Sesha Piyusha Sesha Prasada. What is offered to Krishna is Prasad. Bhoga. When he gives remnant, that is called Prasad. When that Prasad is accepted by devotees and the remnant of the devotees, the remnant of the Bhagavatam is Mahamaha. Prasad, there is Mahaprasad and there is Mahaprasad. Tasmin, in the assembly of devotees, Tasmin Man Mukarita Madhubrit Charita. Madhubrit means one of the killer of Madhu. Piyusha Shesha Sarita. Sarita means a river. And it is constantly flowing. Mukarita. And it is flowing in all directions. River flows only in one direction. You have to go there. But But it, this Harikatha emanating from the lotus mouth of the devotees, it is flowing in all directions. Now, for that, you need to be thirsty. So those who drink the rivers, water in the rivers, what they do? What they experience? Piyusha Shesha Sarita Paridashravanti Taye Pibanti Avitrushto Ripagada Karmai Avitrishtaha. How you should drink? How you should drink Krishna Katha? We see Krishna through ears. And Krishna Katha through the mouth. Interesting. See Krishna through ears. And we drink Krishna Katha. How we should drink? As if it is not done. More and more. You may say, how much water you can drink if you're thirsty? 1 liter, 2 liters. But after that, you cannot drink. But this Krishna Katha is entering into your consciousness. Consciousness, the GV is unlimited. The memory card in our consciousness is unlimited memory card. Don't worry about it. It doesn't get burst. It says, no space, no more space. Empty few files, you enter more files. It's not like that. Because the consciousness has unlimited GV. This is a speciality for consciousness. Another thing is, when you eat something or drink something through your mouth, the more you drink, the more thirst goes away. The more you eat, the more the hunger goes away. But here with Krishna Katha, when you drink through the ears, it's Krishna Katha. The more you drink, the more thirsty you become. The more you drink, the more hungry you become. Vayam tu navrtipyamaha uttama shloka vikrame yakshanvatamrasakyanam svadu svadu pade pade. Another interesting verse. Right? This is Ramisharani in the very first beginning of first canto, first chapter itself, they say, vayam tu navrtipyamaha. We are not satisfied. Uttama shloka vikrame. By hearing the pastimes of Krishna, the glories of Krishna, we are not satisfied. Vayantu vrittipyamaha uttama shloka vikrame. Yashrinvatam rasagyanam. Why? Because it is rasagyanam. It is not another tattva jnana or some information in this world. It is rasagyanam. Rasika bhuvibhavaka. Every step there is increase in taste, so we cannot eat. We want more. Avidrishta, that should be the mood in which we more and more. Ripagada karne karne. Gada karnehi. Gada karnehi means what? You hold the ears in such a way, not even a drop goes away. Gada karnehi. And such person who is having that kind of eagerness, such a devotee who has got that kind of eagerness to hear about Krishna, For that person, na sprishyanti, doesn't touch. What doesn't touch? Ashnatrid bhayashoka moha. What doesn't touch? Hunger doesn't touch. Thirst doesn't touch. Bhaya, fear doesn't touch. Shoka, present time. Moha, present time. Illusion, present time. Five things are there. Hunger, thirst, fear, lamentation. Beautiful words. Again, first canto, seventh chapter. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam krishne param purushe bhakti utpadyate shoka moha vayapaha. Same, shoka moha vayapaha. Shoka moha vaya, all three words are come in that verse. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam, just by hearing about this Bhagavatam. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam. What happens? Bhakti manifests. What bhakti? Prema manifests. As soon as this prema manifests in the heart, what happens? No shoka, no moha, no bhaya. Shoka means the misery is because of experiencing because of past. Misery is experienced because of now, the present is moha. And misery is experienced because the future is called bhaya. Ultimately, it is only misery. Something is going to happen in future, uncertainty causes fear. Something happened in the past, you remember it and suffer now. Even though you are very happy, something happened in the past, you remember and suffer. Now you are suffering, that is illusion. You think which is not, just actually is not suffering, you think it is happening, that is illusion. Shoka moha bhayapaha. For them, such people, there is no question of any. They do not have any desire for eating. Oh, you're hungry? Yeah. The devotees are feeding me. What did they feed you? So many shlokas they fed me. So many rasgullas they fed me. So many gulab jamuns they fed me. You need to give me something. Here, yasyam vai shruyamanayam. Here, speak. And because of this sincere eagerness to hear about this, no, there is no any single iota of attachment or anything. That is why that we are. And there is no lamentation because they don't even remember what happened in the past. And they don't exist in this world at all because for that is why there is no moha. As long as you are engrossed in Bhagavatam, you actually are, you're not in this material world. Is the speciality of people. Elsewhere it is also described that tena sparanti atitaran premisha martyam echan madhyasuta surudgrihavrittadaraha ityarjana bhavavadhiya padaravinda Sauganda labdha hrdayeshu vita prasanga. Oh, Aravinda Nava, lotus naval lord. One who has taken association of those who have smelled the fragrance of your lotus feet. They demand care for their material parts. And the expansion of the material body is like sun, house, wealth, life. And there is no position. That is why there is no possessiveness. There is no shoka. No, there is no own. Hare Krishna. We start here. Any questions? Please go.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for a very, very nice detailed class. Prabhu, I don't have questions, but if you can you please repeat again the four reasons Parikshit Maharaj said that he would like to hear more?
First reason is that Krishna Katha is a medicine and I am a patient, you are the doctor. So I am desperate. If you don't give Krishna Katha, I am going to die. 10th canto, 1st chapter, 4th verse. 5th verse. You saved my grandfathers. Krishna saved my grandfather. All the five Pandavas. So I have a desire to hear about the person who saved my grandfather. 6th verse. 10th canto, 1st chapter. The third reason why I want to hear about Krishna is because you matustame, you saved me and also my mother. Katada chakre from the Brahmastra shown by Ashwatthama. Dronyastra paschasna. Dronya, Droni means Drona's son, Ashwatthama. Third reason. When you saved me, I want to know about the person who saved me when I was in the womb. Krishna saved Parikshit. He's asking, I want to know about the person who saved me. Fourth reason, most important reason. Antar Pahischa Purushakala Rupaihi. Oh Lord, that Krishna is such a wonderful person. He loves those people who hate him. What did Krishna do? He loves everyone, including the demons. He delivered the demons. Who wanted to kill him, he delivered them. This special person who is so compassionate, I want to hear about him. So four reasons.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you. Very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, Prabhu. Very nice in-depth explanation about Bhagavata and the receiving of that knowledge and how to hear it and drink it. Prabhu, one question I have here in this verse, what is that this means, Prabhu, like in a practical context? Vishada Ashayaha, right? It says broad-minded.
Means it's one desires, one is actually pure. Asha desires. So
Hare Krishna Prabhu, can't hear you, Prabhu.
Pure in heart.
Sorry, Prabhu, could not hear you. It was cracking.
It means one who is pure in his mind, he doesn't have any material desires.
Okay, Prabhu. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. So, Prabhu, the four reasons that you gave of Parikshit Maharaj, that is from 10th canto and which chapter, Prabhuji?
First chapter.
Oh, 10.1.4. Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Prabhu, you listed these few reasons, Prabhu, where you summarized again as misery. Hunger, thirst, fear, and four or five.
Illusion.
Illusion.
You see the words. Ashna means hunger. That means thirst. Aya means fear. Shoka means lamentation. Moha means illusion.
Okay. Lamentation. Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. When it comes to fear, I think you describe them in terms of future, present, past.
Yes.
Would you mind repeating that part?
Yeah. Bhaya, fear is because of future.
Yeah.
Choka, lamentation is because of the past.
Uh-huh.
And moha is a current, present. Misery because of present.
Okay. Moha. How do you translate moha?
Illusion.
Illusion?
Somebody is thinking I'm very happy, but actually suffering. That is suffering. At present, you think which is there to be not there. You think which is not there to be there.
Okay, so fear of the future, that's simply called fear still. Yeah. And then fear of the past is, fear of the past is lamentation.
Yeah, misery. Misery because of future is fear. Misery because of past is lamentation. Misery because of present is illusion.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
We can stop here.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. A very detailed class, Prabhuji. I was wondering if it's not asking too much, are you able to just highlight a few differences between the Mayavad and Vaishnava understanding of dream you had mentioned in passing?
Oh, in Mayavad philosophy, there are more than 100 varieties of Mayavad. Though they say everything is one, but their philosophy has 100, more than 100 varieties. One of the varieties is known as Drishti Srishtivad. Drishti Srishtivad means they say the world exists because you are seeing it. It is actually not real. As unreal as a dream. But the Vaishnavas, they say, yes, it is a real dream. Dream is also real. Material world is also real. Dream is also real because when you get up from dream, suppose a tiger is attacking you and all of a sudden wake up, you find you're sweating. You have an experience of it. So in this way, I'm just presenting in a very simple way. I'm not going into the very details because it is beyond the scope of our previous understandings of philosophy. So Mayavadi says, Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. And the explanation of the word mithya is dream. But the Vaishnavas say, yes, the material world is a dream, but it is a real dream where you are experiencing the miseries. Where it is, because this material world is energy of Krishna. In one sense, this material world is Krishna's dream. And Krishna's dream is reality. Because this material world is Krishna's energy. And Mayavadis, they don't accept Krishna or the Lord having energy. Or Brahman doesn't have energies. They don't accept Shakti. The absolute truth, Brahman, doesn't have Shakti. And this is one of the major assumptions of Mayavad philosophy to present something which is wrong. That is, Brahman is having no Shakti. But they have to explain what is this world. For that they say, it is a dream. It is a Jiva's dream. So, Drishti Srishtivad. No, this material world is not Jiva's dream, but it is Krishna's dream. Okay? So, this much I can say.
Thanks so much, Prabhuji. That was so deep. I'll listen again to it to try to understand. But yeah, I'm getting some idea from what you just so nicely explained, Prabhuji. Thank you. I just have one follow-up. So the dream is happening on a mental platform, right, Prabhuji? Even if you take it from Mayavad or Vaishnava perspective, I mean, in a general perspective. So it is a figment of imagination, right? Okay. Thanks so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Yeah, go ahead, Mataji. No, I was just... Hare Krishna to all devotees. If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very valuable time and association with us this morning. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya krupa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.